Ary amin'ity maraintỳ aho tete izara zavatra izay inoko hoe tena anampy antsika raha ohatra ko anatin'ny asa fanompoana isika.
As God builds his church, what we find is in many cases we focus on the work that he's called us to do.
Dia amin'ny hoe Andriamanitra manangana ny fiangonany dia ny zavatra mazana hitantsika dia ilay matetika ilay asa izay niantsony antsika no tena hifantohantsika sy masoantsika.
And we organize priorities and strategies and figure out what is it we're supposed to do.
De manao tsika karazana fandaminana amina resaka strategisy fomba hafa afahantsika manatratra an'izay asa tokony ataontsika izay.
And we get on with the job.
De ataontsika ilay asa.
But we might be missing something. If years down the road our families are struggling and our joy levels are down, so while the theme of this conference is about Jesus building his church,
and
us as co-laborers with him, I want to explain something to you that is vital for you to understand in order to get the job done. Especially for those who are salaried or earn their living off church work. And for those who are married, which is the case for most of the guys who are lead pastors of churches. And so my verse today that I'm centering on is
1 Timothy 3:5.
You would know this chapter well. It's about elders and deacons. And this is the first time that a key verse for my sermon is all in brackets.
Ary tia no voalohany indrindra nampiasako andinin-tsoratra masina anaty fonteny ilay andinin-tsoratra masina.
We're taking what looks like a secondary thought, but it's actually a primary thought.
Ho raisintsika ilay zavatra eritreretina hoe zavatra tsy dia tena vaindohan-dra raha loatra ary tena izay nefa izy no tena zava-dehibe ao anatin'ilay izy.
You may think it's a small detail, but it's a majorly important point.
Ianao mieritreritra hoe mety detail na antsipirihany tsy dia tena
and it says, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
And
this morning I want to make the point for setting your priorities correctly. So let's, for the first point, look at understanding priorities. And for that, I want us to look at Luke chapter
14.
And we'll read verse 25-27. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple."
Lioka toko fahefatramenfolo andinin'ny fadimyamroapolo. Nisy vahoaka betsaka niaraka tamin'i Jesosy dia nitodika izy ka nyteny taminy hoe, "Raha misy manaraka ahy ka tsy mankahala ny rainy sy ny reniny, ny vadiny sy ny zanany, ny rahalahiny sy ny anabaviny, eny ny ainy koa aza, dia tsy azo ekena ho mpianatra izy. Nazovy nazovy no tsy mitondra ny azo fijaliana ka tsy manaraka ahy dia tsy azo ekena ho mpianatra izy."
So we must understand Jesus is not asking us to get rid of these other things and just take him. Some people have over-spiritualized it and said, you know, it's just me serving Jesus and everything else is like meaningless.
Ny olona sasany mametraka an'ilay izy zavatra zava-panahy be mihitsy dia hoe zako sy Jesosy irery any dia ny ankoatranahako sy Jesosy tsisy dikany daholy.
And of course, if that were true, then it's you should hate even your own life.
Dia raha ohatra ka izay ny marina dia tokony ho halanao na ny ainao manokana mihitsy ary.
And if you were to get rid of it,
ary raha ohatra ka tianao hialana le ainao,
you wouldn't be a disciple. You'd be dead. And so the point is not that these things are something that you should be against and get rid of. But the point we have to say is, what does Jesus mean? And so in Romans 9 verse 13, you don't have to turn there, but the writer to Paul, he says, it's written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. You know that text, it was from the Old Testament. It says that God hated
Esau.
But that word hated is not actually the same way we interpret it, like that God is really against the person.
And
how we know that is because there are many other verses that speak about God blessing Esau.
So the
better understanding of this word that says Jacob I loved but Esau I hated is understood within the Hebrew culture of inheritance. And it's more like I chose Jacob and I rejected Esau. It's just a concept of priorities.
I
chose to work with Jacob, I chose not to work with
Esau.
And Paul goes on to explain there's no difference in value between Jacob and Esau. Because the mystery of God's election is that he just chooses sovereignly without an apparent reason. So if you looked at Romans 9 properly, you would understand it's about God making his choices of what he prioritizes. He prioritized Israel not because of Israel. Not that they were better than the other nations. So in this case, it means Jesus then is saying, don't hate your father and mother and, you know, like kind of turn against them. He's just saying, put me first. So when it comes to priorities, Jesus comes first. So in what way would I hate my own life? I'd put Jesus first. So when Jesus says, leave a comfortable church in South Africa and go to Madagascar, I follow him as his disciple. Even though it's like uncomfortable or it's making a sacrifice. My priority is not my comfort, but my Christ. And so when God says you should hate your wife and children and mother and father. He's not saying that the way it sounds. He's just saying put him first.
And
so I'm going to build from that base level that you said, Jesus, I want to serve you with my life. So as he is your first priority, and now we must look at how do the others fit into place. For example, how should we prioritize ministry? Because working for Jesus is not Jesus. Jesus is first in my life. And if he called me to work for him, how would I like to do that? What I mean is, what would be the clever way to offer myself to Jesus that I can do a good job? What's the clever way that I can offer myself to Jesus, the intelligent way of doing a good job for him? Well, the thinking man says, well, if Jesus is calling me, then I should be able to follow him for as long as the race is. Which means sometimes, in prioritizing working for Jesus, I prioritize resting. Because if the race he's called me to run is lifelong, it's more like a marathon than a sprint. So in order to prioritizing going the long distance, I have to know how to run the race, which you can't just and then fall over dead. That's not serving Jesus well. Look how passionate I am for Jesus. I preached at the market at 6 a.m. And then I preached on the bus because I had to cross town. 2 hour sermon. And then I preached to these strangers when I got off the bus. And then I organized a conference. And I prepared 3 messages for Sunday. And you just fill up everything showing Jesus how much you prioritize him. How many pastors you phone and they are so busy, but busyness doesn't always equal fruitfulness. And many guys who go through a season of too much busyness end up actually spiritually dry and they end up burnt out. So we put Jesus first, and then we end up in ministry because we know Jesus called us to this. But if we're going to rightly prioritize ministry, we need to understand the role we carry in ministry. And my session and Sue's session after mine, that's what we're looking at. So let's look at
1
Peter chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. You discover your role in ministry. You must learn it from the Word of God, not from the culture around you. Not even the church culture around you. Not even the Christian culture, but from the Word of God. So let's read 1 Peter 5, verse 1 to 4. You can go for it in Malagasy.
Kwa nyam lul na izay ewam nareo. Izao. Izay naman lul nari favulbelun fidzalin Kristi sadi piumbra na vunaita efa aseku. Diamanana tazwe. Andrasu nyundu nandemanta izay andreketa nareo. Andrasu izi. Tiam fanerena fantsitrapo araka an'Andriamanitra. Tiam fitiavana arena maloto fa amin'izotom-pana. Tsy ho mpanjakazaka amin'ny anjara fiandrasana fa ho fianaran'ny ondry. Ary rehefa miseho ny lohan'ny mpiandry dia asatroponahitra tsy mety simba ianareo.
So there's something of a job description for a pastor.
De io a misy fanorotsoritana ny asan'ny pastera.
Ah, but the word pastor isn't there. We've made up the definition of a pastor. You made up a definition or inherited one. And I bet you got it from the church culture, not from the Word of God. But Peter here writes and he says he's an elder. In fact, he calls himself a co-elder, a fellow elder. Not even a lead elder or some boss. He says, I'm a co-elder. The Greek was sum presbyteros.
Say le Greek.
Sum presbyteros.
Say sum presbyteros.
And he says to the presbyteros among you.
De uzizwe one presbyterosi amia omnareo.
Where are they? Among. Not above in a tower. They're just part of the sheep. And but they've got a special role. They're
presbyteros.
Which means they elder or they exercise some form of rule. And so he's speaking to this person and he says, feed the flock. In verse 2, we in English say, be shepherds of God's flock. But the actual original language says, it's the active work of feeding the flock. So he says, presbyteros, feed the sheep. That's what you must do. It's not what you are.
I mean,
yes, we are shepherds of God's flock. But the way Scripture proposes it is it's our job description. It's a function, not a title. It's a job, not a position. So he says, actively be shepherds of God's flock or feed the sheep that's under your care. And he goes on to say, serving as overseers. And the word there is episcopeo. which in English we have like epi, which means out there, and scope means look.
De am ten inglis le is de me epi, de scopo.
Scope, yeah.
Scope.
You know.
Am zeria, miarakam na, masulav.
So we get words like microscope and telescope.
De itasike le tenwe, microscope, telescope.
You'll hear those words because it's about looking. And so an overseer, again, it's what you do.
De itasike zay ten zay, fermberna, de lewe, piantre, de lewe, in savata tau nao le is.
You're watching over the sheep to see they're okay and the wolves aren't nearby. And so here Peter has given us three descriptions, and his primary role is you're an elder, but you're among.
And
shepherding is what you do, not what you are.
And
in order to shepherd well, you must watch over, you must oversee. It's not so much rule over as watch over. And this is one person that carries these duties. And so that for me is a better description than just a general word pastor. Because it actually says that I'm called to be an elder, meaning I'm called to exercise government. And my task when I do that is to shepherd and oversee.
And
it's not lording it over, but just setting an example. And there's a chief shepherd, Jesus. And so when we get given a job to do by Jesus, who is our priority, then we must look at the responsibilities the role carries. And in 1 Timothy 3:2, says, therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife.
De voalaza hoe koa ny mpitondra fiangonana dia tsy maintsy ho tsy manatsiny manambady tokana.
So the overseer, 1 Timothy, we can take this all very much as it's written.
Ao amin'ny Timothy voalohany dia afaka raisintsika arabaiky teny mihitsy ilay izy.
It's not the time for me to do a whole study on it, but 1 Timothy 3 is persuasive enough that this is the role of a man.
And
so this government job of elder, overseer, shepherd, is carried by a man, and he has a wife that he must be faithful to. And this is where you must pause for a moment and think. The specific does not nullify the general. So now I'm going to elaborate on what I mean. If God's given you a specific responsibility, you're an elder, shepherd, overseer, that's what you must do for God. And you're starting to see yourself as a pastor that has all kinds of church culture attached to it. And I'm trying to say, who am I apart from what the church said in the last... You know, I don't want to get my definition from the church. I want to get it from the Word of God. You'll start to be set free when you understand that the specific does not nullify the general. God calls you to a specific ministry or role of service, something to do for God. And that doesn't change who you are. We say, I became an engineer. Study for years, you go and take a job as an engineer. I became an engineer. But that doesn't mean you stopped being a human being. If you are a dad and you become a doctor, you don't stop being a dad. So the specific does not nullify the general. In other words, there's a who you are which is greater than what you're called to do. And so I want to say one of the keys is to separate who you are from what you do.
Because
some of us get a definition, pastor, and we inherit the idea of how that works from the church, not the Word of God. And we try to transform, we transform our image into the likeness of pastor. And we start to see ourselves as pastor, forgetting everything else, and that definition of pastor may well be church culture, not even biblical expectation. And I'll show you in a moment how badly wrong the church gets this. Because every time Paul introduces himself, he says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus. Yet today we have bishop this or apostle prophet that. And so we put the title up there, Bishop Smith is coming to visit. Rakutu something or other.
Bishop Rakutu check.
So,
but
you will not find apostle with a capital letter anywhere in the Bible.
Nowhere.
Not even in Hebrews, where Jesus is the apostle and high priest of our faith. Even there, it's Jesus, an apostle. or Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our faith. It's in Hebrews 3, verse 1. I'm making a point here. Jesus must be the greatest apostle of them all. He came from heaven. And in Hebrews, it says, therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. And then he was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. So I know in your Bible it's probably capitalized. I want to break some surprise news to you. In mine, it's not. Why do you think the cultural translation capitalized it here in Madagascar? Because they're used to honoring men. We're used to putting men on pedestals. But God says he's not a respecter of persons. The old English people were like that too. They used to capitalize everything related to God. So capital M when God said my something.
So,
or his, it would be capital H or whatever you can translate that. It's the same point. But now notice what Moses is called. Can anyone tell me what's Moses called? Moses. That's the answer. Moses is called Moses. Do you think Moses is pretty important in God's plans? What do we call Elijah? Why would you insult the guy by not calling him Prophet Elijah with a capital P? The greatest prophet in all time, besides Jesus, and you don't call him Prophet Elijah. You're so disrespectful. At Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, why don't you call him High Priest Apostle? Why don't we just say, good morning, Apostle? Wait, he's our pastor, isn't he? He's our shepherd. Why don't you greet him every day? High Pastor. You see, there's many pastors, but there's one Jesus. It's relational. Paul says, I am Paul. He hasn't lost his unique identity to the ministry. He's not just any old apostle. There's loads of them. He's Paul.
He's Paul.
And he's more than an apostle. He's a child of God. We've got to reprioritize and And this is why I'm making an issue of this. And let me say, this is not little technicalities about names and titles. They are reflections of wrong priorities. When you see yourself as a pastor before anything else. Because before you are a pastor, you are a husband. And before you are a husband, you are a son or a child of God. And before you are a shepherd, you are a sheep. And so don't over-define yourself by your job. You cannot shepherd well if you're not having your sheep needs met. So before you're a shepherd, you're a sheep. And you remain a sheep, you need to feed on the word of God. Tank told me that the greatest test of leadership is following. This is important. See, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? So you cannot be a great pastor unless you are a great husband. You can't be a great pastor unless you're a great husband. So that means I have to focus on being a great husband if I want to serve Jesus well. He's given me a job to do. But the job isn't who I am. I'm a son of God. I'm a husband to my wife. I'm a father to my children. And I must manage my household. I must have a healthy household before I prioritize the next thing. So we're going to look at these general duties that apply before the specific call. Because the specific does not nullify the general. You can't be a great pastor unless you're being a great husband. So let's read Ephesians 5:22-30.
Can
just go for it.
Okay. Efesiana tuk fadimi din farum ropulu katam faran. Ni veivavi hanakin vaden taakan nenekin tump. Satin lan luan vav taakan kristiku is a luan fiangunan. Ariz no pamunzan ten. Taakan nenekin fiangunan an kristikua. Nuaneken vavi nilai am zavataret. Yanarulela, tiavan vadnareo takan tiavan Christin fengunanaka, nan luran tena nemunzias, ba amasnazi, am nyan duvanyazi, am ran fanasano am ten. Ba aseun, one ten and zan, ufengunana malaza, tsmis pet pet, nana fiketrun, fiketrunana, naize tuizan. Fa, ba umasnasa tsmistini is. De taka izan kun lela, de tuknu tin vaden. Takan tenan yan. Zetin vaden de tien tenan. fa tsy mbola nisy mihitsy olona tsy tiany tenany fa mamelona sy mitaiza azy izy tahaka ny ataon'i Kristy amin'ny fiangonana satria momba ny tenany isika. Ary noho izany lehilahy dia andaony ray ny sinireniny ka iray amin'ny vadiny dia ho nofy iray ihany izy ireo. Zava-miafina lehibe izany milazany amin'ny Kristy sy ny fiangonana mantsy aho. Na izany aza, samiany tiany ny vadiny tahaka ny tenany ianareo lehilahy ary aoka kosa ny vavy anaja ny lahy.
These general truths, these general lessons apply to all of us.
Reo lesona reo amin'ny akabeny reo dia ampiarina amin'ny fiainan'ny tsirairay avy amintsika.
You don't have a more noble mission. You can't say, no, I can ignore my responsibilities to my family because God's called me to ministry.
Tsy afaka milaza ianao hoe afaka manao tsinotsinona ny zavatra hafa ako ankoatran'ilay hoe niantsoan'Andriamanitra anahako anao ny asa fanompoana.
You can't say pastoring is more spiritual than husbanding.
Tsy afaka milaza ianao hoe ilay manao ny asan'ny pastera dia manan-danja kokoa noho ilay hoe manao ny andraikitra mahavady anao.
And you're not a pastor to your wife, you're a husband to your wife.
Ary ianao tsy pastera ny vadinao fa vady ny vadinao.
Yes, that is right.
Izay no marina.
She needs things from a man, a husband, that really is about husbanding.
Izy mila rangazay manome an'izay hoe vady izay ilay rangany vadiny.
She needs you, she doesn't need a pastor.
Mila anao izy, tsy mila pastera izy.
You need to understand that.
Mila azonao tsara le izy.
There's many pastors in the world,
betsaka pastera eto amin'izao tontolo izao,
but there's only one you. So to her, I am Kim because she needs the Kim God gave to her as a husband. And if she starts saying, you know, and she accidentally calls me pastor, I'm
going
to get very insecure. Because there's lots of other pastors, maybe one of them is stepping in for me. But there's only one Kim. And he is the only one that gets the affectionate nicknames. Yeah, babe. We need to build this specialness in our marriages. She is Sue and she is my babe. This stuff will bring you much freedom. See, you have to exercise right leadership in your home. And that is for the benefit of your family. Because listen carefully, all biblical leadership is service. It's servant leadership. And these texts are telling us that we should put our family and our marriage first. So there's Jesus, my highest priority. The family that I am responsible for, which I lead. And no one who can't lead his family can take care of the house of God. So that's my text in brackets, my main text for this.
Zay lay andinitsoratra masina ao anatin'ny fonteny lay ifantohako amin'ity maraina ity.
So you've got to serve your family. Now I
want
to catch you out. This is not to just to qualify you for your calling or your ministry. If you're thinking I'm going to build a healthy family so I can have a healthy ministry, you've just revealed your idolatry of ministry. You're
going
to put your family first because it brings glory to God. If you're only keeping your wife happy, so she stays faithful so you can continue ministering, you've pushed the job above the covenant. That's ministry idolatry. So you need to prioritize your marriage, your family. God doesn't need you. Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church, but only if I have your help.
No,
he said, on this rock I will build my church. And then he invites you to join him. And that has an effect on your family. But it doesn't push them beneath ministry. Jesus is building his church, the church that is his and not ours. And men, your wife is your first sheep. Now, I'm not saying you're pastor to her. I'm just saying she's the first one God gave you to lead. Husbands, lead your wives. And Ephesians tells us how to do it by loving them and sacrificing everything else for them.
Efesiana de manambara mazava tsara ny amintsika momba an'izay hoe amin'ny alalan'ny fitiavantsika sy ny fanaovantsika ny tenantsika ho sacrifice ho an-dreo mihitsy arany.
How serious is this?
Ahoana kay ny tena mahaserio be na hoe mahamatotra be an'ity zavatra ity eto?
In Proverbs 18:22, it says, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. These are the absolutes. These are the big general truths. Your wife is a sign of God's favor to you. He gave her to you. You found a wife. It's like treasure. It's not something cheap. So you've received favor from God. And then sometimes in the name of spiritual activity, we neglect this. Our family, our marriage. Malachi 2:13-14. God often found Israel guilty of doing spiritual things without love. Read Malachi 2:13-14.
Faruan zany, izao koa no ataonareo. Sarunanareo ranomaso ny fitomanina ary fisentona sarunanareo ranomaso fitomanina ary fisentona ny alitaran'ny tompo ka tsy mba jereny intsony ny fanatitra ary tsy ankasitrahany na inona na inona avy amin'ny tananareo, tsy ankasitraka na inona na inona avy amin'ny tananareo izy. Nefa hoy ianareo, nahoana? Satria ny tompo ny vavolombelona ny aminao sy ny vadin'ny fahatanoranao izay nofitainao na dia namanao sady vady efa vita fanekena taminao aza izy.
You're bringing God offerings.
Hoe mitondra fanahitra eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra
ianao. God, I'm serving you, I'm preaching, I'm ministering.
Hoe Andriamanitra manompo anao ako, mitory teny azao, manao asa fanompoana azao.
And God says, but look at your wife. You've neglected your first love. Have you broken faith? Have you failed to meet God's call for you to commit to your spouse? God expects you to love your spouse as the most high priority besides loving Jesus.
Andriamanitra miandrandra tsika anao life fa tsika ho vaindohandra rana hoe loalaharana mihoatra noho ireo zavatra hafa rehetra.
You put ministry before her.
Ataonao mialohan'ny asa fanompoana nefa izy.
It's not how it should be.
Tsy tokony izay nefa ilay izy.
Jesus, God, of course, he's the highest priority. But then, your wife and your family, your children, and then work and ministry. Your work, what you do for God, your ministry, can never occupy first place. Because we are not superior in what we called to than somebody else in the marketplace who is called by God to be a plumber or a doctor.
Satria tsika tsy hoe ambony kokoa noho ilay olona any ivelany any na tsy an'Andriamanitra ho plombier na ho dokotera.
And we're not asking them to put their plumbing job above their marriage. And neither does what God's asked you to do for him become the idol that's higher than everything else.
That's
why sometimes you won't see me. There might be a conference in town and I don't show up. Because maybe at that time, actually, I'd rather go on holiday with my family. Because they need my time, they need my love, they need me. And one day you may be retired from ministry. I don't really like the idea of retirement. But let's say they kick me out. Let's say I get fired. I want to wake up married. I don't want to wake up unemployed and with no marriage. There are pastors in this world who like Mark Driscoll, they lost their whole ministry.
But
he's still got his wife. This is more important. And he's starting over. Why could you even get through such a tough time? Because she's your partner. She's your wife. Let's pray. Father, if we have ever idolized ministry. If we've made ministry the highest thing in our lives, if we found our identity in the term pastor, help us to remember we were a sheep before we were a shepherd. We're husbands before we're elders. And help us to get these things right. Help us to give ourselves to our families. To spend time with them. To cancel some other appointments. And not to over-spiritualize the work we do. Because you can build your church with or without us. Amen.
Amen.
Sota pizaka nchim tsikia, maka sitaka pizaka tsikia ni amsaya. Ti nasava ti pizaya, si tungamli fitene nesa tsiazona pina, tsiazona lana. Fatina amsaya, ti fukatrendo tsikia isutuka fistitita ulelua. Dau sadam tsaku tsaku tsara, samim tatana fadani avia. Samim bomaka kafina titiwa fadani avia. Sanuele vifavu an lilamu lililawu an vifavu ya. Saite mba amni rachambe fulu, amrachambe fulu za wala oto tziti amrachambe fulu sifatelu niya. Baifamfirni tole, atsiamshali atsani. Saya.